Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Bush hits a high fly to right. Sal Frelick on the ivy. It's gone. 2-1 pitch. Lined into right of base hit. That'll score at least one. Tucker waved around third. Frelick's throw goes to second. It's 3-1 Chicago on Pete Crow Armstrong's two-run single. Fly ball to right. Back is Frelick on the warning track. Frelick slides, and he made the catch.
Quintana looks at second in the 0-2 delivery. And I think he went around. They appealed to third. He did. It was a breaking ball down in the dirt, and Pete Crow Armstrong has both hands up and is barking at Ryan Blakeney right now. And Lockridge bunting. He bunts it up the first baseline. Played by Bush, and they're going to have Durbin in a rundown between home and third. Durbin on his way back to third. Now heading home. He's going to stay in the rundown long enough. Finally falls down and is tagged out by Bush.
Keller's opening pitch. Ground ball sharply hit. Horner has it on a dive. Gets up, throws to first, and the Cubs off the mat survive in game three and force a fourth game tomorrow night at Wrigley.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it.
Still smarting from last night's Cubs win over the Brewers, 4-3, the final game three, NLDS. And I know that the Brewers' mindset was to treat it like a Game 7, you know, because you wanted to sweep them, you wanted to send a message, really assert your dominance. Didn't happen. Quinn Priester taking responsibility for his struggles last night at Wrigley Field. Love that for him. Love that Murphy said to him as he was walking off the diamond, walking off the mound, hey, we're going to need you, bud. We're going to need, like, do not let this get you down. We're going to need you out there as this thing continues. But man, if they can just close this sucker out tonight, Gabe, I will breathe a significant sigh of relief.
Yeah, and I, honestly, watching the Blue Jays-Yankees game last night gives me a lot of hope for that, because it was, I mean, the Yankees had a huge emotional win, right? Where they were able to win game three, stave off elimination, and then the Blue Jays just kind of beat them. Just handily beat them 5-2, solid game last night, and the Jays win in four. They go on to the ALCS, and I'm hoping something similar can happen for the Brewers today. Yeah, there was a big emotional wave the day before, weren't able to sweep. You still just take care of business. Still able to go and take care of business in game four. And that's the way the Brewers have to approach the game tonight. And it's a postseason game, and the way that Murph manages, they're going to treat it and do everything they can to win the game today. So it's kind of that same mentality that they had yesterday. You're just hoping whoever ends up starting, you're going to get more than two outs out of them the way they got two outs out of Quinn Priester.
So, Chew, let's push it through the Seinfeld scale of concern here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Joshy, you got the hot keys back there for our Seinfeld scale of concern?
Yada, yada.
Yeah, that's number one.
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
That's number two.
I'm freaking out! I am freaking out!
Where are you this morning on the Seinfeld scale of concern for the Brewers after dropping game three?
Yada, yada, yada. They got their best pitcher going on the mound. I expect him to
Hopefully. Hasn't been announced yet.
I'm sure he will, but I would think he's going to go four or five. And if he can just stop their initial push early in the game, because that's how the Cubs have been. In all three games, they start out hot and then they do nothing, then I'll feel real good. My question is to you, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Will we see the Miz, and if we do, win?
So I was just trying to figure that out with the math kind of in my head. Because of the off days, it's tough to say specifically with him, just because he's always been a starter and been used to having that time in between. So I don't know if he's able to bounce back quickly after throwing in game two, but it was on Monday and he ended up only throwing, you know, what did he throw? He threw 57 pitches. I mean, for sure, if there's a game five, he's available then. Maybe you can get an inning out of him today. I think that could potentially be a possibility. It's just hard because you just don't know how he bounces back.
After Freddie, if Freddie goes five or six, you're bringing the Miz in there, or if Freddie goes four or five?
Yeah, I think if it's only four or five. If Freddie goes six, then you've got like your full complement of, I mean, Ashby didn't throw yesterday, so you've got Ashby, Koenig, Uribe, and McGill. I think the combination, some combination of those four to cover the final three innings if Freddie's able to go six. Again, assuming Freddie goes. I think there's a possibility Robert Gasser pitches and starts the game tonight. He's the only one who hasn't thrown yet, and it's more of an opener situation where you're hoping to get two or three out of Gasser, and then you kind of cobble it together there. I think that's still a possibility.
Who from yesterday will not be available?
From yesterday?
Because I thought Patrick pitched the best yesterday.
Yeah.
Was money in the bank.
Through 22 pitches. I mean, Quintana would be unavailable.
Yeah.
And I would say, obviously, Priester would be unavailable. But other than that, I mean, Grant Anderson, he would be available. Probably not for two innings. But
Mears
you could
is
get
always
an inning.
Available to come in and get that final out when the opener is struggling. That's become sort of his role on this team.
Yeah. So I would say just about everybody's available other than Quintana and Priester from yesterday. Which means you've got basically a full bullpen. Because you look at those two as starters.
What would you do? Would bullpen. You start Freddie today or save him?
It seems like you're leaning the other way.
No, I would start Freddie. I would start Freddie. I would go, he's our guy. Go out there and close out this series. It feels like Murph's leaning the other way to me. Because why wouldn't you just announce that last night? I understand the whole
strategy.
We got to keep this thing secret. And, you know, maybe... But if you really wanted to have Craig switch around his lineup or whatever and try to manipulate that, wouldn't you announce that early? Because they announced Ashby relatively early that he was going to be the opener.
Yes.
And if Gasser is going to be the opener, I guess I just don't know. I don't know which way Murph is leaning. But the fact that Robert Gasser hasn't thrown, and I know that Murph loves Gasser, it makes me wonder if he's going to be the opener today. And you save Freddie for that. Hey, I don't know what we're going to do in game five if Freddie goes game four and doesn't win it. And then you save your ace for the winner takes all game in game five.
Just don't love that mindset because then you are playing for. I know it sounds like you're being cautionary. You are, you know, just in case of emergency break glass, we've got Freddie still available for an elimination game five. But this is also an elimination game. It feels like at this time of year, the go for it mentality, the aggressive mentality is to act as though this is the last game of the season and throw everything you got at them. Now, again, that could bankrupt you for a game on Saturday, but it does feel like I look.
Plus, the benefit of not playing Freddie today, if you win, then Freddie gets to go game one and he'll be able to go the maximum amount of times you want him to in an NLCS.
It's not my money, it's not my team, but that I think is the way that I would want my manager to manage the team to structure the lineup and the rotation too.
So, hold on. If the Dodgers clinch and the Brewers clinch, when is game one?
Monday. No matter what, it's on Monday.
So if Freddie pitched, he couldn't go Monday.
That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't pitch today, Chu, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
If he doesn't pitch today and they win, he can go game one.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like that. I'm throwing him today. He's a veteran. He's the best they've got in the thing today. No?
Yeah, look, I'm right there with you. I'm 100% there with you. I am throwing Freddie out there and going, hey, you're our horse. Go close this thing. Shut those fans up. Shut them down early. Let's get a lead, and we'll get behind you just like we did in game one. Like, that's what I would do, but I just don't know if that's the way that Murph is leaning towards this thing.
Reaction rolling in on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776 and also on the YouTube stream. And we do have people saying, Jeff included, I'm a little stressed. I think we're mostly at the yada, yada, yada space, but if there were a category between yada, yada, yada and a little stressed, I think that's probably where I'm living.
That's because it's playoff baseball, right? Like, no matter what, even though they were up 2-0 yesterday, Jen, like, that's just the space you live in. Like, there is no yada, yada, yada in playoff baseball. In playoff anything, there can't be yada, yada, yada. It has to be a little bit elevated just because you're living and dying with every pitch away that you don't during the regular season.
Well, and some of it, honestly, you know, there is a little PTSD here in Wisconsin. I saw people reacting to that yesterday and last night on social media and saying, this is why, you know, Wisconsin sports fans sort of have that, is the other shoe going to drop mentality. And I think that the Brewers team this year has done a really good job of distancing the fan base from that because they had the best record in baseball, because they have been one of the best teams in the league all season long. But then you lose that game yesterday, and I think that it all starts to creep back in a little bit. So you got to throw up those walls. You got to throw up those doors, folks, and keep those invasive thoughts out, because the Brewers obviously are still in a very, very good position to move on to the NLCS.
Yeah, they've got to win one of the next two. The Cubs still have to win two more in a row. It's a short series, and I understand the stress of it, but it's hard to win three in a row. Brewer, you know, and they had every opportunity, despite that first inning, where seemingly everything could have gone wrong and everything did go wrong for them. They still had really good opportunities as the game went, and that's why this is a team that's tough to beat three times in a row, because they're going to continue to give themselves those opportunities, and they're going to break through and score more runs in those opportunities.
We're putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Where are you on the Seinfeld scale of concern after the Brewers dropped game 3, 4-3 to the Cubs? There will be a game 4 tonight at Wrigley Field. It's a late one. And then I have a bit of a dilemma on Saturday, gang. If, in fact, this thing goes to a game 5, I have tickets to the game, which is currently slated for 3:38 p.m., and I will still be on a plane. I will still be hauling my ass back from Eugene, Oregon. Our show is from 6 to 9 local out there. It will still be dark in the morning. I believe my flight out of Portland is at 10 a.m., but I still will not get back to Chicago until about 5 p.m. I'm going to need your guys' help with those tickets on the off chance that that game does not get moved, Gabe.
Yeah, hey, willing to help. Whatever you need, Saturday is my off day, Jen. Whatever you need from me, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I can figure it out.
This is the response I'm hoping for if I win the lottery. Hey, I need $1,000. Whatever you need, Jen, I'm here for you.
Gabe's all about face value, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to turn a profit. At some point, I'm just like, hey, I got these three tickets here for this game that I cannot attend. But you're saying that it might get moved.
So if they are the only game 5, which, again, depends upon the other, you know, National League game today, if the Dodgers win and close out the series today, then that game is going to be at 7:08. So it'll be a 7.
Why did they flip time slots? So stupid. It's the West Coast. It'd be playing at 6.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. Ask Rob Manfred. Ask old Robbie boy.
9 o'clock? Okay.
But it is Thursday. You're not doing Thirsty Thursday because now you're down in Florida, right?
Yeah, so no blammer.
Oh, I still do Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, there's no blammer Thursday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No blammers involved. Because if it was up to his friends down in Florida, they'd have a Thirsty Monday, a Thirsty Tuesday, a Thirsty Wednesday.
We're working on virtual. He just doesn't know how to use a computer, so we're gonna get there.
How does that feel to be ahead of somebody else with technology and have more knowledge than someone?
Feels great. Not gonna lie.
Part of the reason he still hangs out with him, actually. Justin weighing in saying he's in the yada 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 club. We did a good job fighting back in last night's game. Whoever is starting tonight, I think we win the game because the bullpen has showed they can shut the Cubs down after the first inning. That from Justin in Middleton. Let us know where you stand. Where are you on the Seinfeld scale of concern for the Brewers after they dropped Game 3, 4-3 to the Cubs yesterday at Wrigley Field? Back at it today.
Well, and also just think about this. I mean, as much as we're, I mean, do we start Freddie? Do we not start Freddie? The Cubs have worse options. The Cubs have no idea what they're doing today. Because now they're going, okay, well, we just started Matthew Boyd on short rest. Do we want to give him more rest? We go Boyd in game 5, but then what do we do today in the game? Because they also had to go through a lot more of their bullpen than they probably were hoping with Jameson Taillon yesterday and the way the Brewers were able to rally. So I think the Cubs, as much as we're going, all right, when do we throw Freddie? At least we have that ace in the hole of Freddie. Does he go game 4? Does he go game 5? The Cubs do not have that. They do not have a Freddie Peralta on their playoff roster.
What does Vegas think?
Brewers are still heavily favored.
Brewers are -340 to win the series.
Okay. I like it.
I haven't gotten a chance to check out the Pottawatomie Sportsbook this morning, but for today's game, have you seen numbers on today's game?
They typically don't do that without knowing the starting pitcher.
Oh, I am seeing it, though. Brewers -121, Cubs +104.
Yeah, that's just sort of guessing at this is a better team versus.
Yeah, just a typical kind of money line of a baseball game.
Reaction rolling in on the YouTube stream. Michael says, you play to win game 4, not 5. Yeah, nobody is worried. A lot of folks weighing in saying, not worried at all. Yada, yada, yada. That on the Carbless Talking text line and on the YouTube stream. So that actually makes me feel really good that some of that old panic isn't creeping in after the Brewers drop one game in the postseason so far in 2025. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on. Still a lot of stuff to get to. We'll be right back after this.
Look, it's early October. You got to be starting thinking about that. If you are responsible for your company's holiday party, you need to get on that. Luckily for you, Events by Design exists. And Events by Design can help you create unbelievable events, whether it's just doing something little to add to yours, like they did at our golf outing, doing walk-up music for everybody on hole 14, or whether it's throwing a big party like they did at the Buck Soiree last year. Events by Design is able to help. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped companies execute successful events. So retain top talent, invest in that culture today. All you have to do is search online. Events by Design. They design, you party.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just let me cry. Did you know the Great Midwest Bank is celebrating 90 years of serving southeastern Wisconsin homeowners? 1935 to 2025. Yep, the math checks out. It's a long history of helping families right here in our community. I've experienced it myself, not just with our mortgage, but everyday banking as well. Checking, savings, even 24/7 mobile banking. It is all so convenient, but still comes with that personal touch from real people who understand your real needs. That's why I trust Great Midwest Bank. You can find a location at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank is your simply local equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
List 8 things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth. Once you each get one incorrect, we open it up to the fans. 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. A lot of talk this week about the Joe Flacco trade for the Cincinnati Bengals. And if Joe Flacco wins this game, beating the Packers twice, but it'd be on a different team. So I put together a list. The last 8 quarterbacks who have beaten the Packers twice in the same season does include playoff games. So I'm looking for the last 8 quarterbacks who beat the Packers twice in a single season, including postseason games.
Sam Darnold.
So Sam Darnold did it last year. He is on the list.
Jared Goff.
Did it last year as well. Also on the list.
And this is where it gets tricky.
Okay.
May have been one more from last year.
Ah! Knocked my headphones off. Woo! Holy moly. One more from last year, including playoff games. Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts beat the Packers to start the season, beat the Packers to end the season.
San Francisco, but I'm trying to think of the quarterback. Is it Kaepernick?
Is that a guess, or are you still talking to yourself?
Keep talking to yourself, Chew.
Josh, let me see Gabe's face. Josh, Gabe,
gonna,
look at me.
No, Josh is going to encourage you.
I'm looking right at the camera.
Keep talking.
Oh, okay. A little tell. Let's go with Brock Purdy.
There. That's no, God.
Incorrect. Your thought process was not flawed.
Who was the quarterback, Jen?
That's who I would
have
guessed.
Was it Kaepernick?
That feels like a long time ago, too.
They smoked them. Remember they smoked them in the playoff with the read option? Did they play him in the regular
season? Of course we remember that. Probably need to be more recent than that. Think of the Packers' recent playoff losses.
Not coming to me. Okay, hold on. Other teams that they play regularly. I mean, the Packers beat the Cowboys, so that's not. I don't think the Cowboys would be on the list.
Alex Smith?
That feels like a long time ago. Man,
you guys are just dancing around. Just literally naming. If he says Elvis Gerbach next, I am going to lose it. He's literally said just about every quarterback then the one for the Niners at this point.
I was going to say, between those two guys, there was a notable quarterback.
So obviously we've narrowed it down to San Francisco. San Francisco, go back.
Trey Lance.
I don't think so.
I hate you so much.
I want to think that he did that in jest, but I actually think it was a legit guess. Chewy, do you think it was Jimmy Garoppolo?
I guess?
That's not the endorsement I was hoping for.
Well, they were kind of quiet. They didn't say anything. There was no laugh there, so I'm going to go Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Jimmy G did it in 2019.
Nice.
In the regular season.
Hey, we
and
got
in
there.
The NFC Championship right. game. We had to hold your hand while you crossed the street. But, you know, we eventually got there.
We got there.
All right. So we only have three on the list now or four?
You have four on the list. Half the list is done. Last year, Hurts, Darnold, and Goff all did it. And then Jimmy G beat the Packers twice, once in the regular season in 2019. And then in that NFC Championship game, Jimmy G is number five on the list.
I'm looking up last year's record or Packers schedule last year to see who they played.
What about Russell Wilson, Jen? Seattle?
Okay, I don't hate it.
Remember the referee game?
I'm trying to think of an NFC team. Like, would Jaden Daniels be on this list or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Didn't beat the Packers twice.
No.
They also didn't play Jaden Daniels at all last year.
Yeah.
What about the year before?
Yeah, they did.
He was playing at LSU, right, LSU. Which would have been really impressive if he did it the year before.
Just making sure.
All right. I want people to start calling, please.
800-990-3776.
I hate it when you throw in the white towel on us. Like, you guys are like, this is embarrassing. We need to move on.
Well, no, you guys got four. And again, I think that's impressive. So again,
I think Russell Wilson.
If Hurts, Darnold, and Goff, those were 1, 2, 3. Jimmy G
Why
is 5.
Why didn't you guess it then? Isn't it your turn to guess?
Well, he's out.
Well, that'll do it.
I thought my Kaepernick pick was pretty solid.
Kaepernick hasn't played in the league, it feels like.
Yeah, I know.
All right, 800-990-3776. I have no more guesses. I have no more. I thought if I looked at the schedule that maybe something would pop, but it's not.
Again, the hint here is, so Hurts, Darnold, and Goff, 1, 2, 3, all from last year. Don't have four. Number five was Jimmy G in 2019.
Number five was Jimmy G in 2019. That is a hint. That is helpful. Especially since this list is going chronological.
Correct.
Let's go out to AC and Tosa. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I definitely cannot, but I'll try to get you closer. I'm just going to go out there and throw it. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, incorrect. That's too far back. So Brett Favre would be too far back.
Good
although
guess,
Brett Favre... obviously did do it when he was with the Minnesota Vikings. That is too far back.
800-990-3776. Again, I'm just scrolling through some of the old records, old schedules for the Green Bay Packers to see who they played in 2018, maybe 2017. I don't even know who would have been the core. So the thing about that is then you can go back to the division games. Mm-hmm. And who the quarterbacks were. Now that I have that information, now I've got some answers that are popping in my head.
Now, what do you mean, now that you have that information?
I wasn't
that should
thinking
be,
about,
should be
yes,
probably
right.
where you start.
Yes, well, yes, but I wasn't thinking that far back. Once you said the Jimmy Garoppolo thing, now I know that we can go that far back in the archive, and I'm hoping that John is using this information to educate his guesses. Good morning, John. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Morning, guys. I'll say maybe Jared Goff.
Jared Goff already correctly guessed because Goff did it last year, so I'll give you another one.
Okay. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson did do it back in 2014, but that is also too far back.
Okay.
800-990-3776. Go ahead and give us your guesses for the last 8 quarterbacks who have beaten the Packers twice in one season, right?
Correct, including postseason games. So that's why Jalen Hurts was able to be on the list because he beat the Packers in the regular season.
Another.
and then late in the season.
Yeah, I got another.
The crazy thing is, if you go back to like 2018, which I am doing currently, mm-hmm. there were not that many wins.
Correct. Yeah. So a lot of losses by the Packers.
Yeah. So that helps out as well, huh? Let's go out to Jared in Omro. Jared, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I'm pretty sure Tom Brady did it with the Bucs.
Tommy Brady did do it in 2020. Oh. They pasted the Packers coming out of the bye that year and then beat them in the NFC Championship game mm-hmm. at Lambeau Field as well. Tom Brady, number 4 on the list. Meaning we just have 6, 7, and 8, with again, including postseason, the first 5 in order. Hurts, Darnold, Goff, Brady, and then Jimmy Garoppolo did it in 2019.
Do you want to keep going, Jared?
Did Kirk Cousins do it?
Yeah, that was the
Kirk
one.
Kirk Cousins did not do it.
Oh.
Did not do it.
So I'm seeing a tie here in 2018. Is that why? Is that part
yes,
of the...
but also somebody else may have been a quarterback in Minnesota.
We lost our callers. They all decided this list is too hard.
This is Gabe's fault.
It is.
800-990-3776.
I went down an alley and I was stuck with it. I had no other ideas. Joshy suggested an idea that was even harder.
Ooh, what was it?
The quarterbacks who have beaten the Packers the most.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, that list gets really difficult because the Packers haven't done a whole lot of losing since Favre. Mm-hmm. So. But
I do think that 2018 season might be a way to go in the division. I know somebody guessed Minnesota and guessed Kirk Cousins. 800-990-3776. Because as Gabe mentioned, not a lot of wins on that 2018 mm-hmm. Packers schedule.
Yeah, a couple division quarterbacks and one outside of the division.
Randy in a dump truck. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
How about Brett Favre?
Brett Favre did do it, but it was too far back. So that was too far back in 2008. We also know that Russell Wilson was too far back in 2014.
Oh. Cool.
Cool. Because Russ did it, yes, to start the season in 14, and then the Packers lost that NFC Championship game as well. But that is too far back.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about that NFC Championship game against us. I thought we made a rule. I thought we made a show rule.
Yeah, well.
800-990-3776. I do want people to hone in on what we have discussed, what we have mentioned here. There doesn't seem to be a lot of honing. And
yes.
To be honest, I didn't hone really either.
You came to the realization that you came to well after you had waved the white flag.
Well after the window had closed. Bruce, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
My guess would be Matt Stafford.
Matthew Stafford did it in 2018 with the Detroit Lions. He is number 6 on the list.
Got another guess, Bruce? Yeah.
Eli Manning.
Eli is incorrect.
Too far back?
Yes.
Bummer.
Yeah, so yeah, Eli, I mean, the last time Eli beat the Packers in the postseason would have been 2011. So we know Russell Wilson's too far back at 2014. Russ would probably be, I didn't look into 2015, but Russ would probably be number 9 on the list. Meaning that 7, so that would give you a window of Matthew Stafford did again 2018 being number 6. And then if 2014 is too far back for Russell Wilson, kind of gives you a window for number 7 and number 8.
800-990-3776. Let's go out to Mike in Germantown. You're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, I got Case Keenum.
Case Keenum did it in 2017 as the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. Leaving just one more on the list.
And I'm looking right now at that. Do you know who the opposing quarterback, who the quarterback for the Packers was in those games?
Brett Hundley.
Brett Hundley.
Yeah.
Both of those games.
Yeah. Yeah, because Aaron got hurt relatively early in the season.
All right, can you keep going?
He dropped.
Oh, he dropped! Can you reset the list, and then we'll go to our final callers.
All right, we have Jalen Hurts at number 1, Sam Darnold at number 2, Jared Goff is 3, Tom Brady in 2024, Jimmy Garoppolo in 2019 is 5, Matthew Stafford in 2018, 6, Case Keenum in 2017 is number 7, the last 8 quarterbacks who beat the Packers twice in a season.
So we only have one remaining. Let's go out to, is it Justine?
Yes.
Good morning, Justine. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Good morning. Is it Joe Flacco?
It is not Joe Flacco. It is not. Again, this list inspired by Joe, because if he beats the Packers, which Again, I find it highly unlikely he would beat the Packers twice in one season, and he would just be the second quarterback in NFL history to do it for two different teams beating an NFL team. So I thought, okay, who are the last quarterbacks to beat the Packers twice in a season, postseason included? So Case Keenum in 2017 is number 7, and Russell Wilson would have been off the list at number 9 in 2014. This kind of gives you a window of where to be looking for that number 8 spot.
800-990-3776. Go ahead, Chu. What do you want to say?
Is it a tough one, Gabe?
No.
Really?
Not at all?
Chef Ed, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Well, I hope. They took. I had Stafford and I had Keenum, but those are out the window. But then I was down to 2, and the previous caller, just, I was going to flip a coin. She took the other one, so I'm going to try the other one. It's a shot here, but I'm going to try Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is incorrect. Baker Mayfield, incorrect.
Whoa, this is tough.
Looking at a window between, again, 17 is number 7 and 2014 was number 9.
I'm doing that right now. I've been going through the schedule here.
Mm-hmm.
2016, 2015, scrolling through. Again, not a lot of losses on the Packers record, on the Packers schedule in 2015. Certainly not two by the same, I don't think two by the same team. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, I think I found it. 800-990-3776. Ryan in Milwaukee, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Is that Milwaukee?
Ryan, are you there?
Well, he dropped.
He just dropped. He doesn't want to play with us anymore. Austin in Lake Geneva, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete the top 8-8 list? Austin?
Our phones just stopped working.
Dropped as well. This can't be right. Josh in Heartland, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Is it Carson Palmer?
It is not.
Darn
Carson
it.
Palmer.
That was your guess? Why?
Because they played Arizona twice in 2015.
I was thinking Cincinnati. Okay, sorry.
They played him in the division round, and they played him in week... I can't tell what week this is. But Carson Palmer... you know what? Never mind. 800-990-3776. Aaron, is it Winnicani?
It is Winnicott, yeah.
Hi, Aaron. Can you complete our top 8-8 list?
Is it Mitchell Trubisky?
It is not Mitch Trubisky.
It's the Bears, though.
It is not.
Okay. I read Gabe's face wrong.
Okay. So if 2015, because Carson Palmer did do it in 2015, if that's too far back, and Case Keenum did it in 2017, where could this have happened?
I'm going to say 2016, Gabe.
Okay, all right. All right, there we go.
Let's go out to Brett. Brett is out there.
Yeah.
Brett, can you complete our top 8-8 list?
All right, I'm going to say 2016, Atlanta Falcons, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan in 2016 beat the Packers in the regular season, and then they beat the Packers in the NFC Championship game.
The Ladarius Gunter game.
The Ladarius Gunter game.
Never sleep on Atlanta.
What?
I love how Joshy turned the music off. He was like, turn off the lights, go home. This was pathetic. All right. Sweetest Day is coming up. We want to make sure that you are equipped to make that special day special for the special person in your life. And Welke's Sweetest Day giveaway on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee is the way to do it. From now through October 16th, you can head to welkessweetestday.com to register for your chance to win a Sweetest Day prize pack, a bouquet of flowers from Welke's Milwaukee florist, and a $100 St. Kate gift card could be yours to share. To register and for full contest rules, just head to welkessweetestday.com. I believe Sweetest Day is October 16th, gang, so go ahead and mark your calendars.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking... Okay.
Who's Raj?
Oh, on 94.5 ESPN.
Something exciting is happening at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. On the second floor, you'll now find the Studio Kitchen and Cocktails, Milwaukee's destination for bold flavors, fresh sushi, seasonal entrees, and cocktails crafted with care. Start your day with breakfast that fuels you, stop in for dinner that sparks conversation, or linger late into the evening with drinks designed to inspire. It's the Studio, now on the second floor at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Stop by the Studio Kitchen and Cocktails. According to MLB.com, of the 34 previous teams to lose games 1 and 2 on the road in a division series with the current 2-2-1 format, Chicago Cubs, only 14 forced a game 4. Only 14 of 34 teams to lose games 1 and game 2 on the road were able to force a game 4. That, of course, bodes well. History bodes well for your Brewers. Of those 14, if you're curious, again, this according to MLB.com, only 5 were able to force a winner-take-all game 5. Again, boding very well for your Brewers, who put themselves in a good spot, Gabe, by getting out to that 2-0 lead in the series.
Yeah, and again, they're still in the driver's seat very much and just trying to figure out what they want to do. I think that, whoever they decide to start is the most important decision that they have to make today. Is, are we going to go with Freddie? Are we going to ride with our horse? Or are we going to wait? I know everybody keeps saying, hey, this is regular rest for Freddie. It's regular rest. The Brewers were giving an extra day of rest in between. Instead of just having the 4 days between starts, they've given an extra day so many times to Freddie. The last time he did on this type of rest from game 1 to game 4 was in the middle of August. First game, he pitched against the Cubs, 6 innings, no runs, a hit, 6 strikeouts, and then he pitched against the Giants, a game the Brewers lost, but not because of Freddie. He gave up no runs on 2 hits through 5 innings and also struck out 6. So the last time he did, if it ends up being Freddie, the last time he pitched on this type of rest, he pitched incredibly well.
Is the weather going to be fine? No rain, right?
Do you not believe there's any rain in the forecast?
Okay.
I think it's pretty much just kind of similar to what it was yesterday. But obviously just being a night game, so it'll be a little bit cooler.
And knock on wood, if Freddie Peralta does struggle, obviously they would have Gosser, is that what you're saying, as a potential second starter, kind of like Quintana was yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, Gosser's the one right now who hasn't pitched, and he can go a little bit longer. You know, he can go 2-3 innings, get you a couple of extra outs. Yeah, around first pitch, it's going to be 57 degrees.
Okay. Do you expect all the horses to play?
Yes. Yeah, I expect, again, whatever lineup they put out there is going to be dependent upon who lefty-righty for the Cubs, but I would expect Perkins back in center. I mean, the only thing to debate, I think, would be who you want to put at first base between Bowers and Vaughn. And
you got to put Vaughn, right?
Yeah, but Bowers had a home run yesterday and also drove in a run.
Yeah.
So I think those are the decisions that you need to make. And I don't think you can really go wrong with either one of them.
I'm seeing here Matthew Boyd is who is expected to start because he would be on normal rest.
Thank God.
He's a lefty, so
Then... Yeah, you'd have your game 1 starting lineup. Please throw Matthew Boyd. Please.
Yeah? Why?
Please.
You seem giddy.
Well, because Matthew Boyd hasn't thrown well in like 2 months. They decided he didn't pitch well in their game against the San Diego Padres, then decided to throw him on short rest. Brewers lit him up then. Matthew Boyd's been struggling.
Matthew Boyd has a 6.08 ERA over his last 7 games, a 3-2 record.
Yeah, he has not thrown the ball well.
In 37 innings pitched in those last 7 games, he's allowed 39 hits.
Yeah, I mean,
the
best he's thrown in his last 5 games was against the Padres in game in that game he pitched against the Padres, and he only went 4 1/3. Every other game, he has given up multiple runs, including giving up 4 runs against the Pirates and 4 runs against the Rays back in early September. So he has not been throwing the ball well at all.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning after the Brewers lost Game 3. A close one, obviously. They were able to chip away at the 4-run lead that the Cubs established early on. How are you feeling? What's your Seinfeld measure of concern, level of concern, yada, yada, yada. Oh, I'm stressed. I'm freaking out. Some votes in. And shockingly, guys, very few people are freaking out, only 7% right now. But yada, 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 and oh, I'm stressed are neck and neck with 45% of the vote and 48% of the vote. So there are some people out there who are stressed, who worry that by losing game 3, you opened the door for the Cubs, allowed them to ride some momentum, another game at Wrigley Field where the crowd will be loud, it will be a hostile environment, and they might be concerned. They're stressed. They're stressed is the space that they're choosing to exist in right now.
So in 2 regular season games against the Brewers this year, Matthew Boyd, the Brewers hit .293 against him with an on-base percentage of .400, 8 walks, 5 strikeouts, 2 home runs, 3 doubles.
8 walks?
Yeah. And he gave up 9 runs on 12 hits.
All right, well, bring that guy out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You see why I'm giddy about Matthew Boyd? And if you're looking for a place maybe to watch the game, head over to X Golf inside American Family Field. Beautiful view of the stadium. But also maybe you're thinking about a great place to throw a great get-together, whether it's for the holidays, a bachelor party, or just some sort of family gathering. X Golf at American Family Field presents a unique space. I mentioned the great view of the ballpark inside American Family Field, but it also has a great, it's a huge space, 7 different golf simulators, but plenty of other space for everything else you want to do. They've got a full menu. They've got the bar inside there. So find out more. XGolfAmFamField.com if you want to throw your holiday party out there and impress everybody by having a unique space that only exists here in Milwaukee with X Golf. Inside American Family Field.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this elite defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN. I seen your picture.
Your name is This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. October 10th is World Mental Health Day, and this year we are saying thank you, therapists, because therapists do a ton. They really help us through the challenging, tough spots in our life. I know I could speak from experience. 15 years I've been doing therapy, and I cannot stress enough the benefit on my life and on my family it has had. They do an initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. It's a short questionnaire. They help identify your needs and your preferences, and then they use their dozen years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate to get it right the first time when they match you with a therapist. But heck, if it doesn't work out for you, you can change therapists at any time. I almost said transfer. You can transfer therapists at any time. It's World Mental Health Day on October 10th. Let's celebrate the therapists who have helped millions of people take that step forward. And if you want to take a step forward, our listeners get 10% off their first month. Call, well, I don't know who you call, but you check out BetterHelp and you use the keyword timeout, and that will get you to BetterHelp because we're all better with help. Checking out the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll very quickly before we let you go today. We asked you about the Seinfeld scale of concern. We told you that yada, 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 and oh, I'm stressed are neck and neck on the poll. Go ahead and weigh in on that. But we also asked you, do you want Freddy Peralta to start game 4 and hopefully close out the Cubs tonight? 75% of people said, heck yes. Let's get him out there. Run out our horse. Get our guy. Right, Chew?
Yep. Steady Freddy.
I mean, Chewy.
My guy.
Will you be in bed? 8 o'clock start here?
No.
9 o'clock
I'm
start?
I got a target time of 10:30.
I'm going to bed.
I think the game will be in hand. I can go to bed, watch highlights.
Hey, God, hey, I hope he's right.
Hey, I'm proud of you, big guy. I'm proud of you.
Yep.
Okay. You pushing the limits, stretching yourself a little.
He means 9:30.
Well, you'll check tomorrow. We'll be in touch with us next on ESPN Milwaukee.